This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio, and the Top 5 at 5, brought to you this afternoon by Les Turner at Right Approach Financial. Here's Jake Miller.
Thank you, Russell. Up first, Tennessee football head coach Josh Heupel has been named one of the recipients for the first year head coaching award, Steve Spurrier coaching award, whatever it is, and has to share it with South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer.
What did Spurrier get out of football and decide, I need something to spend my time with. I'm going to come with the first year coach award. How's that? That's good.
Well, I think I'm going to sit here at Science Hill and I'm going to come up with an award.
The first year coach award? What is that?
Something that you two are rolled the F up about. Beyond anything. Over an hour talking about this stupid award that doesn't mean anything. You guys obviously know what the award is. As much energy as you, as upset as the two of you are about it.
I am upset about it. No co-winner.
I mean, Russ has wished death on Steve Spurrier.
Okay, so maybe that was a little strong. All I'm saying is this is American tackle football. It's the ultimate sport. Why should we have co-winners in everything? We have overtime now to decide these things, and there's a simple way to decide who deserves a reward between Shane Beamer and Josh Heupel. They played each other.
There's no co-Super Bowl champions. There's no co-college football playoff
Thank
champions.
You.
There's no co-Heisman Trophy
Thank
winners.
You.
There's no co-NBA champions.
This ain't a tie. This ain't a draw in soccer.
I don't know what to tell you two then. You guys are obviously really triggered by all this.
Look at Bear. Too good to descend down into the gutter and make fun of Shane Beamer with you guys.
That's fine. I'll be IRL man.
I'm above all this.
No, I'm just saying it's out of all the things that we can get mad about on
yes,
the
Yes, yes. Why waste time
down.
On this?
Not waste time, but, I mean, this is the lead story at the Top 5 at 5.
It's a big story.
A damn outrage.
Two hours in a row now.
It's a big story. And it was not the lead story in hour number one. But following up with that one, at number two, Tennessee gets set to take on Vanderbilt tonight in Nashville. The game will tip off at 9 o'clock on SEC Network, with the Vols entering as a 6.5-point favorite.
You want to get mad about? Here's something to get mad about. Why is Missouri and whoever they're playing, which are both in the Central Time Zone, starting at 6 o'clock local time, and they're starting us at 9? They do this about once a year to Tennessee, at least.
Isn't this the second 9 o'clock game? This is the second 9 o'clock game we've had.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought it was the first. It's the first conference 9 o'clock. No, it was Bama 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think so.
Hell, let's just go ahead and squeeze in another one. Let's have some 11 o'clock games, Greg Sankey. I mean, come on. You want to make a night of it? Let's go.
Come on, Midnight Madness. Let's go.
Tennessee versus Ole Miss, 3 a.m. start in Oxford, local time. How much do you want it, fans?
Good Lord. Number three, former Missouri defensive tackle Mekhi Wingo announced he is transferring to LSU. Wingo was a freshman this past season at Missouri and tallied 27 tackles in 12 games.
Mekhi Wingo, huh? He's got to be a Louisiana native, right?
Probably.
We get Mekhi Wingo, man. We need some. When are we going to get some defensive players out of the transfer portal? I mean, I'm all for
the tackle we signed and the receiver, Nayor, is fantastic. But we find somebody who can play safety, maybe a linebacker in that thing, would be nice.
Get a couple linebackers would be nice. And number four, D1Baseball.com has released its preseason top 25 for this upcoming baseball season, putting Tennessee ranked 19th. After finishing the season ranked 6th, your top 5 is Texas at 1, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. A total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 SEC teams in the top 10.
Wow. In the top 10?
In the top 10.
And we're not one of them?
No, we are 19th. We finished the season 6th in their rankings. Went 50-18 last year.
I feel like
you want to get mad about it. Get mad about that.
I am mad about that.
I got plenty of madness to go around.
There's four teams in this top 25 that have 50 wins last year. We're one of them.
It's not like we lost a ton. I mean, we lost Chad Dallas in. I guess we did lose the middle of the infield, but we got some good players coming back. Whole outfield coming back. You move Evan Russell to catcher. That gets Booker into the game at left field. Steenstra coming on. Really? Whoever else Tony Vitello plucked out of, wherever he plucks players out of. Like, I feel very confident heading into this season. Not too mad about 19. 19's a good starting place. It gives you something to climb, something to shoot for.
Gives you something to hang up in the locker room.
It's the journey.
Yeah.
Play the Rodney Dangerfield card. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And number five, this one's for you, John Tweet. King of the Hill is the latest series to be getting a revival.
What?
Both Greg Daniels and Mike Judge have decided to form a new animation company called Bandera Entertainment and has plans to revitalize King of the Hill to bring it back.
I guess, I mean, if it's the original creators, I'm just tired of these reboots where they try and do the Wonder Years or the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Saved by the Bell. It's like, these are classic shows you're never going to improve on. It's just such lazy thinking, right? It's like, come up with some new shows. There's plenty of good new shows out there. Just come up with another one.
But Mike Judge still got a firm grasp on this one.
So as a King of the Hill enthusiast, and I don't know if I've met anybody who likes anything, any TV show, as much as you like King of the Hill. You're okay with this? You're all for it?
Oh, yeah. Just keep the characters the same. Don't make any drastic changes.
Well, I remember they tried to reboot Beavis and Butthead with Mike Judge a couple of years ago, and it didn't really catch on.
We'll wait and see.
Well, I feel like both of those shows are...
they're very similar.
Well, they capture a time, right?
Yeah.
If you were an adolescent boy, like, you know, I was 13 in 93, I think, when Beavis and Butthead, like, that was tailor-made to my generation. King of the Hill just captures that 90s suburban dad culture thing going on. Does it resonate today? I don't know. We'll find out.
More than likely going to have a grown-up Bobby Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be just the same thing. They're going to grown-up Bobby Hill, and I'm going to get Hank and Peggy are being a little older too.
Probably.
All the characters will be older. Will there be new characters?
I hope Bill's still alive and he's not killed himself.
Thank you, Jake. That is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you by our good friend Les Turner over at Right Approach Financial. We appreciate Right Approach Financial and their longtime support of the show. Appreciate Les, and invite you to go check out his thing coming up towards the end of the month. Actually, next week, as a matter of fact, they've got two free seminars, and they're going to feed you a free complimentary gourmet meal. This is taking place down at Rothschild Catering in West Knoxville. And all you got to do is RSVP to Les over at rightapproachfinancial.com. And you let them know that you heard us talking about it here on Fan Run Radio. He's going to do a little spiel, a little pre-dinner presentation on great retirement saving strategies for 2022. And for those of you who have not started saving, putting anything away, building a nest egg, this is a great year and a great time to get started doing that. And Les Turner is a great person to show you the way, answer any questions you might have about retirement strategy. And you get a free meal out of it. So what do you got to lose? They're doing two of these presentations, one on Tuesday of next week at 6:30, and then another on Thursday next week, also at 6:30. So they ask you to arrive 15 minutes early, so you need to be there around 6:15-ish. Dinner will be served at the conclusion of the seminar. Again, rightapproachfinancial.com to find out more information from Les Turner at Right Approach Financial, rightapproachfinancial.com. Greg says, Shane Beamer is definitely the guy in 20 years who will be,
how bad?
I'll clean it up for radio. Drying his undercarriage in the with a hair dryer in the gym locker room. You're welcome, those of you who are partaking in an early supper tonight, for that lovely visual image we just implanted in your head. Appreciate that. I've never actually seen that guy.
Oh, I've seen it.
In the gym. I'm a change before and change at home type of guy. I don't go in the locker room if I don't have to.
Oh, it happened at a racket club here in Knoxville.
Oh, I'm aware. I've heard the horror story. That's part of the reason I don't go in there. It was because I know there are a bunch of old dudes hanging out in that locker room buck naked. And I don't need that in my life.
No, you do not. That was the first time I ever did that and the last time I will ever go into one of those places.
I'm trying to get in there, get out of there without having to set foot in the restroom. Go before you leave the house.
Keep a Gatorade bottle in case you have to go in the car.
Or just Gatorade hold it until what? You get home, Jake Miller. What are you doing?
Why don't I just go to the bathroom like a grown-up and take a piss?
Whoa!
What is it with you two today?
What is with you?
It's the drive. 3 to 6, we do this every day. Is this too lowbrow for you, Bear, talking about Jim Guy on the sports radio show?
It's been the Shane Beamer show nonstop.
This wasn't the Shane Beamer show. We were talking about naked old men walking in the...
Yeah.
It all sprung from your all stupid obsession with the Shane Beamer thing from the Means Nothing Steve Spurrier Award. Everything is sprung from Shane Beamer today.
Is that okay?
Except for your sidetrack to, you know, King of the Hill and... whatever the hell else the top 5 at 5 was about.
What happened, Bear? You've been very docile. You're very angry today. What's wrong? What happened earlier today to put you in such
a
foul mood?
Not a thing. It's just, this is not, you know, it's a burn the tape kind of thing for me.
This has not been up to your high standards of drive quality.
No, we don't need it. We don't even need to do a podcast on today. Just burn the tape. Burn the tape.
Is there something pressing in the world of sports that you feel would be a better use of fan run time this afternoon?
Than Shane Beamer and this stupid-ass award that you guys have obsessed on? Yeah. Play Vanderbilt tonight. Had playoffs over the weekend. Had the last game last night.
This game with LSU coming up this weekend. This goes back to the guy who... The DM I got, the list thing. You have been in a foul mood since Stan the Man roasted you.
No.
That is exactly what it is.
Stan the Man, go to hell.
Hold on.
I don't care about that.
Here we go. Oh, man. Got to the bottom of that one in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Did his demeanor not completely change?
I think we just made him even more mad.
After we read that DM.
I think you guys have just completely pulled down your pants and dropped a Cleveland steamer all over the job.
That you are madder than ever right now.
Shut up! For 5 minutes! Play the quiet game, Jake!
I mean, just because Stan the Man says that Bears should be forced to eat Thanksgiving dinner in a dry fit shirt
really
while listening to Huey Lewis in the news playing over the video of Hoosiers on Christmas Day at Disney World with key lime pie for dessert. Of all the insults and threats and accusations that have been hurled at you on these airwaves over the years, like, that has set you into a blind rage. It's not about Shane Beamer. It's not about Shane Beamer.
It is not. You guys, this has been just the Shane Beamer show.
Listen, I'm not going to go all Sigmund Freud on you, but it is not.
Well, that's good because you're a dullard.
It is not. This has nothing to do about Shane Beamer. Nobody is that triggered over Shane Beamer.
I could have taken the day off. But no, I got on here and had to listen to you guys talk. Oh, you're Shane Beamer. Oh, God. Put in my top number one, top five and five.
It's a big story.
It's a major award.
You guys are morons.
I think we've had the first major Bear meltdown of 2022.
That is TikTok material.
18 days into the year, too. I mean, that's...
Stick TikTok where the sun don't shine.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
What's up, everybody?
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Go to the phones. On a Tuesday afternoon / evening edition of the show, Jamie is next. Good afternoon, Jamie.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Guys, this gym talk is hilarious. This somebody's been in and out of them for a long time. The Court South that used to sit over there next to the Walmart, there used to not only be undercarriage hair drying. Those guys with those men in their early hundreds would wash their underwear in the sink.
Oh, I like the guy that brush that. That's why I would never brush my teeth at the gym, because I know stuff like that. Like, people bring their toothbrush and stuff to the gym, and they're in there like brushing their teeth in the towel and everything, and I'm like, dude, you know that Jamie's boy was over there, the guy who voted for Harry Truman was over there washing his drawers that he bought during the Truman administration in that sink like 2 minutes ago, and you're going to brush your teeth in there?
Jamie, oh, my goodness.
Bear doesn't think this is a quality use of drive time, Jamie.
I mean, I just think it's hysterical. You two petunias won't even use a bathroom in a gym locker room.
Let's move along to something more substantial.
Well, before we do, I'll take a leak in there, but that's where I draw the line. I can't do it. Like you said, I'm not breaking out the toothbrush and, you know, like I'm at home in the master bath with
got
the towel around, just gonna, you know, just
got your flip flops on like Tom Selleck and Mr. Baseball walking over there ready to plunge into the hot tub.
Oh my goodness, man. Oh,
gotta wear your shower shoes.
The Planet Fitness, it's the Lunk Alarm, man. And I tell you what's up with the Planet Fitness. They're woke, and they've got, you know, they don't want to scare the newbies, and I understand that, you know. Gym can be intimidating, but I mean, if you do what you're supposed to do in the gym, you eventually get to the point where they don't want you there. You know, you have become the lunk. You know, you go in there, you work hard, you come in, you know, you're fat, you're soft, and you keep at it, and next thing you know, you're everything they hate. You know, it's like, wait a minute now. I thought that's what this place was for, was to, you know, with, try to get in shape. But
it's the starter gym. That's where you go. You start out, and once you become the lunk, you go to a real gym, right?
It's the G League.
With those 10-day contracts.
That's pretty good. I never thought of it like that. It's tough to beat the old $10 a month, though, I gotta admit. But oh, guys, I tell you what, I've not looked forward to an NFL weekend like this, and I maybe ever. The Bucks and Rams for the matinee, and then the Bills and Chiefs. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh man, yeah, pretty stout lineup.
Yeah, that thing could get into the hundreds for the total.
I know those teams played last year. Did the Chiefs just roast them? I've slept since then.
I couldn't tell you either. I think the Bills are 10 times the team this year, though, they were last year.
Well, I know, just as a Titans fan, and I know the Titans trounced the Chiefs earlier this year, but that was a different Chiefs team, and it was a different Titans team. But, I mean, of all the teams that, like, you talk about a team having a team's number, the Buffalo Bills have just been the Titans' punching bag for at least the past year. Oh, it got them once last year and then once this year on the game where Josh Allen, they say he slipped. I think Jeff Simmons just ragdolled the Bills' offensive line and got in there and busted it up. So I would much rather play the Bills than the Chiefs for sure.
Well, you know, and I'm not a Titans fan, but I'm trying to be as objective as possible. I think that the Bengals have a good chance of coming in there and messing things up, especially.
I'm not looking ahead, believe me.
Yeah, I think it'd be different if you could run Derrick Henry down their throats all day and, you know, keep Burrow and them off the field. But, you know, we'll see, because the Titans have not done terrible since Derrick Henry's gone out. But, you know, you're starting to play the better teams of the NFL in the playoffs, so we'll see. Guys, I just think it's funny. Oh, Trey, I live in his head rent-free. But, you know, it's funny. I don't think anybody gives Davey a hard time about rooting for a winner, you know, for Duke basketball.
Davey gets a hard time.
Yeah.
Dookie Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He gets a hard time. There are no passes given out for Duke love here at Fan Run Radio. As a matter of fact, I would encourage, and you might be right, maybe he does get, he doesn't get enough. I encourage folks to call in to 3 and Out, Fan Run's award-winning morning show, and take Davey Hudson to task for being the front-running, bandwagon-jumping Duke fan that he is.
Well, I mean, you got to be fair. You know, we haven't had much to... You know, you can't really relate to what's been going on here. You know, had Barnes been a guy that didn't flirt with another job and, you know, was more accessible, you know, he would be – a down year would be easily handled by our fan base. But I think that everybody's already had their fill, you know, with this guy. And, you know, as long as he's ranked number one in the country and doing well in the tournament – you can stomach that, but he's really not done anything other than, you know, like you said, since the Grant Williams years, he's 500 in the conference. So at some point we've got to get to the realization that that was the exception to the rule. And other than that, he's just, you know, a 20-win first weekend coach. And that's, you know, that's what he's been his whole career. You know, he's had 40 chances of getting, you know, at the tournament, and he's had one Final Four. I mean, I just think I'm trying to put
myself
in. But,
Jamie, it doesn't bother you that Bruce Pearl was gone to Memphis? You still love him like no other.
Yeah, I mean.
He tried to get involved at UCLA.
That's a good point, Bear. I think that he might have done all that to get his just desserts at Tennessee. I don't know. You remember?
I think he did all that to get
here.
The damn job at Memphis is what he wanted.
Well, then Memphis was stupid for not hiring him, especially whenever they decided to pass over him for Josh Pastner. But I'll tell you this, guys, for real, y'all remember this? There was when Bruce Pearl was here. They were talking about how he could not make more than Pat Summit. Do y'all remember any of that?
Vaguely
that was idiotic.
There was also, I remember distinctly the conversation about how the basketball coach will never, ever make more than the football coach at the University of Tennessee. And that's been the case for 3 years now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's everybody wanted to say, and I'm a big Pat Summitt fan, but everybody wanted to say, you know, she's been doing it for 35 years. Yeah, but in the 35 years she was there, you know, nobody ever ponied up for a practice facility or luxury freaking suite. So, I mean, we all know the door that was crashed down here by the guy, and I'm not ashamed to watch that exciting brand of basketball. You know, Bruce Pearl did one time here with Teddy Valentine. He told him, I'm coaching here in this coaching box. Don't tell me to move. And I seen him do that again the other night when they were playing Alabama. And that just cracks me up is, you know, he didn't have a problem pointing out to the officials, like, this is my coach box. I'm coaching here. Y'all step out. But
I mean, Rick Barnes doesn't have any problem making his voice heard to an official either, so.
Well, he must have had laryngitis last week, so, because I don't remember him saying much to anybody.
What are you going
to
say when your team's getting housed like that?
What are you going to say? You can tell the refs, please make Kentucky stop shooting 78% from the field?
And defend.
Regardless of whether or not we're guarding them or not? I mean, everything they threw up went in.
I think
they will not shoot that anywhere near that good again this year.
I think it's an interesting thing to watch and pay attention to this night tonight when you guys watch the game and Barnes's demeanor, because I hear, you know, some people say, well, he wears these guys down and he's too strict and he's too hard and he's always up in guys' faces, and then he's just sitting there Saturday and people are like, well, he's just sitting there. And I do think, I said this last week, I think that after the LSU game there were some, you know, they had team meetings and all this stuff and put everything out there on the table. And I noticed against the Ole Miss game that he was letting guys play through some things a little bit more. Now, he wasn't playing Huntley Hatfield, but he wasn't jerking guys in and out of the game as often as he has in past. And so I think Barnes, I think he's trying. And he's trying to figure out how to walk the line between being himself, which is, I'm going to call out everything and, like, we're not just going to let stuff slide. We're going to address every issue that comes out versus, you know, trying to be a little bit more relaxed and not put so much pressure on guys so that guys make shots. And he's trying to find that happy medium. And I think that's a real struggle for him right now. It's a struggle for anybody to change, particularly guys who've been doing something for as long as he's been doing that. So that's a theme that like I'm kind of keeping up with that is interesting.
Well, that's kind of concerning to me when you've been coaching as long as he have, and you've got to learn how to coach.
Well, I don't know. It's learn how to coach. It's just change. You got to realize that what you're doing isn't working, and maybe there's a better way to do it, a better approach.
I mean, you guys were killing him last year because you all said he was stuck in his ways. You all didn't like the offense. You wanted to run that Bruce Pearl style offense. We're running it. 3-and-rim.
Well, like I said, when we were looking for a football coach, I don't care if it's Stanford's run it down your throat, Wisconsin's run it down your throat, high flying, you know, air raid. I just want to win, and that's what I would have said about Rick Barnes last year. Look, play whatever ball you know, score in the 50s, score in the 100s, just win. So I wasn't one of the guys that I don't care. I like, you know, 15-foot jump shots. I like it all. Just be the winner at the end of the game, is what I think we should be. But guys, on the way out, I'll say this. I watch in the timeouts when it's coaching time. You've got your team right there in timeouts. And it reminds me of Jerry Green and the fact that their mouth never opens. It's assistant coach time. So, you're the guy. You're the leader, man. How about trying to do that sometime? Y'all hang in there.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Let's get Westchester in here next. Westchester, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Guys, how are we doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Hey, is you don't name a better GA that we've had in the last 20 years than Shane Beamer?
John Gruden?
Maybe, but
he was in the 80s, though. He's not in the past 20 years.
In the last 20 years? I don't know.
I think Beamer's headed in the right direction.
You know, that guy, Brandon Staley, who coaches the Chargers, was a GA here in 2012.
Yeah, but he's no Beamer, though. Beamer's a great coach.
evidently.
We'd be lucky. I mean, I know we're all happy about Heupel, but we'd be lucky to have him.
Let's fire Heupel right now and go steal Shane Beamer from South Carolina. That's what I say.
As long as
Westchester, you waited 20 minutes on hold. This is what you're going to do, man. Really?
Bear is in a mood today, Westchester.
You got anything else? You got anything else other than Shane Beamer talk?
This is a phone call of mine.
Yes or no? Do you have anything else?
Would you let the caller speak, please? We're trying to have a conversation.
Phone calls. But yeah, I got something else. Hey, Jake.
What's up?
How do they do this this remake? Because, I mean, it's not realistic that Bobby and Connie made it as a couple. So, I mean, is Bobby the new Bill? Is he just the sad, old, lonely guy? And I mean, you can't tell me Joseph turned out normal. He was kind of screwed up. So, I mean, if those are the two main characters, I mean, is this not just going to be kind of sad and pathetic?
So, Joseph, I would imagine, is probably a hybrid, probably looks like his dad, John Redcorn, but acts like
John Redcorn.
Who he thinks is dad.
A great character.
It's Dale, or maybe he believes Dale's theory that he was fathered by an alien. I don't know. But Bobby.
I mean,
damn it, Bobby.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
I mean, there's no way.
Bobby is either going to look like Josh Heupel, or he's going to look like a hybrid of Kevin O'Neill and Josh Heupel.
Can Josh Heupel guest on the new King of the Hill? I mean, his agent needs to work that out for him.
And then I don't even know if they're even going to try to bring Luann back as like an older Luann, because she, I don't know. I mean, obviously Cotton's probably passed by now, and Hank's the...
Oh, Cotton died during the original series.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Hey, he slipped on the hibachi grill at the Japanese restaurant and died.
Oh, yeah.
Where does Luann rank on your list of hot female cartoon characters, Westchester?
I don't even think she's in my top 10.
I'm right there with you.
Well, I guess I'm
because you out didn't, here by you didn't myself. Specify,
I just like that southern accent. It's cute.
If you specified human, then maybe.
Do what?
If you specified human, like human cartoon characters.
Do you have non-human cartoon characters that you're attracted to, Westchester?
Don't tell me you don't. You're lying.
I really don't.
I've drawn, like, maybe the Little Mermaid. I don't know. What are you going after?
Smurfette? Come on. what's the chick from
Stick a fork in him. I can't take anymore.
I've got
a fork in him.
Oh, no. I got to hear this.
No,
quickly, Westchester, who?
No.
Who?
Way too long.
Who?
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, God. It's
actually
terrible. Terrible what you're doing. I mean, I know what you're doing. You're a huge Norm MacDonald fan, Russ. Bob Saget. I know what you're doing.
R.I.P.
You're just going to keep going with it. It's literally the dumbest conversation we've ever had.
I love you, Westchester.
Shane Beamer, and which cartoon character women are hot that Westchester is attracted
no,
to?
No. Which cartoon character non-women are hot? Westchester took it in a different direction.
Non-human.
Well, Westchester can take it down the hole. That's just terrible.
Fan run out of context.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you all done to the drive today? I mean, I realize I'm not able to be down there. I mean, in the pre-production meeting, like, let's try and do the worst show we can today. Let's give Westchester 10 minutes to talk about Beamer and cartoon characters that are hot. Just incredible. I tried. I stuck with it as long as I could, guys.
Anything else, Westchester?
Wait, he's still there?
If you're not telling me,
yeah, he shouldn't still be there. Because last time I said, Jake, I told you to watch him.
You don't tell me.
Thank you,
Westchester.
Get
him out of here.
Are you going to be all right, buddy? I mean, we got a 9 o'clock tip tonight. It's a little early in the day for your blood pressure to be this high, Bear. Doctors cannot be okay with this.
And by the way, Jessica Rabbit was not a rabbit. She was married to Roger Rabbit. She took his last name. Jessica Rabbit was human, right?
I don't know. Never saw it.
Of course you didn't. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Road Radio coming up.
The Drive.
National Law. Oh, these NFL guys can't wait for the season to end so they can start misbehaving. A little rash of these dudes on the docket. Cleveland Browns defensive tackle Malik McDowell arrested Monday in Florida on charges of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence and public exposure. According to the arrest report, McDowell beat a deputy in a, quote, violent attack that left the officer dazed and fearing a permanent injury to his right eye. McDowell held on $27,000 bond, according to the online record. According to the incident report, Deerfield Beach police reported getting a call of a naked man walking near a school, later to be determined as a children's learning center that was in session. When confronted, McDowell charged at police full speed with closed fists, leaving a deputy injured.
What drugs? They should have shot his ass. What drugs do you think they was on? That he was on?
I mean, that almost sounds like some bath salt stuff or something.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. We hadn't heard anything like that since the spice and bath salts kind of era, back when guys were trying to avoid popping positive on weed tests, so they were just smoking the fake stuff that was making them have psychotic breaks. But naked near children,
it's not a good combo. Tried to flee. He was eventually shocked with a taser and handcuffed. Officer said his right eye was nearly closed because of swelling from the punches he absorbed in the attack, and there is a likelihood that I sustained permanent injury to my eye. This is not McDowell's first brush with the law. He's drafted from Michigan State back in the 2017 draft. He suffered a head injury in an ATV accident. Didn't play it down his rookie year. He was charged in 2019 with driving while impaired, obstructing justice, and assaulting a police officer. So apparently this guy likes to beat up cops. That's the kind of guy you want on your team. Real community leader.
It's a Richie Incognito Man of the Year award.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Malik McDowell.
Malik.
He's not the only one in trouble in Florida. Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Lorente McCray arrested in Central Florida early Sunday morning following a high-speed pursuit after police attempted to pull him over. McCray booked into the Lake County Jail in Tavares, Florida just before 8 a.m. Sunday, released at 9:11 a.m. after paying $5,000 bond. He's charged with fleeing, eluding police with disregard to safety to person or property, a second-degree felony, and also issued a citation for speeding. According to the report, patrol officer observed a white Dodge Ram pickup truck traveling 88 miles per hour in a 50 zone just before 1 a.m. Sunday. Officer tried to initiate a traffic stop, but the driver used an expletive hand gesture with their middle finger and continued driving.
Why not just say you gave him the finger?
Why is he driving a Dodge?
I think you guys are missing the point here. He's a real smart guy here.
Yeah.
The police, they light you up. You're going 88 in a 50 zone. Police trying to pull you over. Most of us just go, okay, I got a big ticket coming, a stern talking to.
About $150-$200.
You pull over, you take your talking to, you take the ticket. Sorry, officer. Go on. This guy decides, I'm going to flip the cop off and lead him on a high-speed chase. Said he's pursued the vehicle at speeds up to 100 miles per hour before calling off the chase because the vehicle is being driven recklessly and swerving across three lanes of traffic. They notified members of the Tavares Police Department that McCray had come to a stop and appeared to be in an altered mental status.
You don't say.
He was taken to a local hospital for medical evaluation. These NFL guys, man, going crazy.
I looked up the Malik guy. He was just laying buck naked in the middle of the road. His attorney stated that he was under the influence of something.
I would hope so. I would hope you don't lay down naked in the middle of the road near a school sober.
Yeah, I mean, McDowell's attorney claimed his client was under the influence of something that led to his bizarre behavior.
So then why take the substance? Why smoke it?
I don't know.
Ingest it, whatever he did.
These pictures are fairly scary when you see a 6'6", 300-plus pound NFL defensive lineman just walking naked down a suburban street.
Probably going to get some feedback from law enforcement over that situation.
I mean, this guy will be lucky not to do time. I don't know.
Finally today on the docket, brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law, they win for East Tennessee. Cracker Barrel has been ordered to pay millions to a man who says he suffered serious long-term injuries after he was served what he thought was a glass of water, but instead turned out to be a glass of hand sanitizer.
Huh?
Ugh. Said he got a mouthful of the chemicals. Jury awarded $4.3 million to William Cronin of Tennessee last week after it was found the Old Country Store was at fault for serving him sanitizing solution that was left in a water pitcher back in 2014. The verdict includes $730,000 in economic damages and $3.6 million in non-economic damages, according to the ruling. However, Cronin could only see about $750,000 because of a Tennessee law that limits civil damages.
Wait, there's a law for that?
Yeah, you got like that. The working man can't nail down a seven-figure lawsuit settlement, right, Bear? But somehow, I believe the folks at Cracker Barrel are not subject to the same limitations when it comes to legal proceedings in this country, in this state.
No, welcome to Tennessee.
It's an outrage. But $730,000 is still pretty good. Would you, or $750,000, I guess, is the cap. It brings to mind the question, would you drink a glass of hand sanitizer for $750,000?
No, because it can make you blind.
Do I have to drink the whole glass? Because you know this guy didn't drink the whole glass.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he drank, he's still alive.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to take the risk. It'd be like drinking the heads off moonshine.
Oh, that'll make you go blind.
Same thing.
Said he ended up in the ER with injuries to his mouth and esophagus. Apparently, it was not hand sanitizer, as I read on an earlier report of this before the show.
What was it?
He drank a mixture of water and EcoSan.
Oh, that's the Sandy Bucket stuff, Bear.
A commercial-grade bleach the restaurant used as a kitchen cleaner.
I would not drink that.
Technically, it's not bleach, but yeah. EcoSan, no, huh? That'll kill you.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
If it was water and concentrated.
Injuries to his mouth and esophagus. Yeah, you're going to have to be paying me more than $750,000. You better be getting
$1 million.
I wonder
how much water was in there. Because that stuff, when it's mixed out of the, in a commercial restaurant, that stuff comes out of a special dispenser on the wall back in the back of house.
And it's usually like, bubbly.
It's pre-mixed. I mean, it's not poisonous. I mean, it might give you a stomach ache, but it wouldn't. It sounds like he drank like the uncut, like the concentrate.
Mm. That does not sound appetizing. I'm just looking for something to wash down these biscuits and gravy.
Cracker Barrel.
Trying to wash down Grandpa's sampler here, and all of a sudden I get a mouthful of
Sandy water.
Eco sand. I'm,
yeah, I'm boycotting them. Waffle House only for me from now on.
Because of this?
Yeah, a little bit of that, a little bit of some other stuff.
You're on your own there, buddy. I love the Cracker Barrel.
The hash brown casserole.
It doesn't surprise me that you turn on Cracker Barrel. It's like you turn on every.
I'm not turning on Cracker Barrel. You are.
Turn on Waffle House.
What? I still go to Waffle House. I could go to multiple breakfast joints.
Waffle House is so much better than Cracker Barrel.
Why?
I can be in and out and on my way home from Waffle House in the time it takes to get seated and maybe order my food at a Cracker Barrel.
It is not going at the right time.
Yeah, it's faster, but
tastier too.
I don't know about that.
Should we put the poll in the field?
Yes.
Waffle House. Give me an All-American.
Waffle House or Cracker Barrel, you can choose only one. Man, I'm disappointed we're out of time here today. I'll put this poll in the field and bring the results to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is another day for Rick Barnes and the Volunteers. By the way, folks, the docket brought to you by the Car Wreck Pro attorneys at Fox and Farmer. More than 100 years of combined experience helping East Tennesseans just like you get the settlements they deserve. If you've been injured in a car or motorcycle accident or need workman's comp or need help getting on Social Security disability, call the best lawyers and the best law firm for a free consultation. Fox and Farmer, 865-531-9400. 531-9400. Online at foxandfarmer.com. Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law. They win for East Tennessee. Rick Barnes needs to win tonight. Rick Barnes needs to win tonight. Otherwise, we might have an ugly show tomorrow. Donnie says we need to add Cracker Barrel to the list. Are you officially out on Cracker Barrel? Is that what you're telling me this afternoon, Bear? That would be a terrible way to... You've had a rough show, quite frankly. I love you.
I feel like I've done as good as I could, given what you guys have brought to the table today. It's a real burn the tape kind of show for the two of you.
So
I mean, it's like you guys didn't even do any show prep. You like clombed on that dude, Shane Beamer.
We didn't do enough show prep for you. We weren't prepared. You find our lack of preparedness unprofessional today, Bear.
All you guys wanted to talk about today was damn Shane Beamer and the remake of King of the Hill.
Bear.
And you let that idiot Westchester call in and carry on for 10 minutes.
Bear, this is how we're going to end? Cracker Barrel. I'm going to give you a chance to walk this one back.
I didn't say I hated it. I just said I prefer Waffle House. Huge difference.
You said you were done with Cracker Barrel.
You came dangerously close.
They're feeding people Echo Sand.
One guy mistakenly drank
with
a little Echo Sand.
They've gotten out of what they really owe that poor fellow.
Whoa. Oh,
I caught myself. Forgot I wasn't on Spaces.
Did you go take a nap?
Cracker Barrel's not going over it. On there.
You need to go lie down and get a little rest before tip off tonight. You've had a rough show. You've been a little just cranky.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys haven't really helped matters.
You know,
we brought forth to the people the most pressing issues.
You guys brought forth,
a very good discussion today.
A disgusting mix of like tequila and just vomit. You know, like when you drink greasy tequila.
That's nice.
And you just end up puking all over the bar. That's what you guys have done today to me.
Well, I don't
appreciate
drink tequila.
It, fellas. Appreciate it.
You go get some rest. I want you in a better mood by 11. All right, that's it. That's enough for him. We're cutting him off. Cut him off, Jake. Killed his mic. Bear, go to bed. It's unacceptable behavior today. I apologize on behalf of all of us here at Fan Run, ladies, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for that. We love you, though. Let's get this dub tonight, Rick Barge. Come on. Get back to 500 in conference play. Let's get this thing on track. We're still a 5 seed in the tournament, according to Lunardi. We can do this. We can do hard things. The Drive on Fan Run Radio. Back tomorrow, 3 p.m. overtime, up next on Fan Run Radio.
The Mayor Pools and Spas, the world's largest pool builder, is now serving Knoxville and surrounding areas. We are building pools.